I'm with Canon Provost Sheila Bamber at Durham Cathedral, and Canon Sheila has just been installed as a canon for the second time. All very confusing. I'll let Sheila explain.
I've just been installed as a supernumerary non-residentiary canon of Durham Cathedral, which is quite a mouthful, really. What it means is that they've created a special link between Sunderland Minster and Durham Cathedral as part of recognising this the unique place of Sunderland Minster in the mission strategy of the diocese. So we're not a parish. We are linked to the cathedral. We have a bigger vision for the life of the city and for work with industry and work with the university. This is my second time round. When I was installed the first time as an ordinary resident, non-residentiary canon, Canon Stephen Taylor, my predecessor, was installed for the first time as the first one of these extra ordinary canons. So it was a really exciting day, and it's really nice to be back.
Yes, back in Durham again as a canon, but of course you were also a canon of the cathedral in Newcastle, St Nicholas, and now you're back in Durham. What's it like to be a third time canon?
It's very, very odd, particularly as I've been three different kinds of canon, because the kind of canon I was in Newcastle was a residentiary canon, permanently attached to the cathedral there in a very particular kind of way, doing a specific day-to-day job. Here in Durham, the role is much more to do with the wider things around the cathedral and being part of the broader group of people who advise and support the cathedral rather than working here, because the day job is in Sunderland Minster.
What are the origins of the term canon? Because it, you know, people are often confused by that word. What does a canon mean, really?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, Keith. I think that it's tied back to the monastic foundation of places. But you also have canons which are like laws as well. When we make our oaths, we promise to obey the canons of the Church of England. So there's some archaic legal thing in there. I guess canons keep the canons.
The supporters and the administrators of the ministry of the word, really.
Yeah, particular guardians of the word and of the order of the church.
That's about order. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Canon Sheila, thank you very much, and congratulations for a third time.
Thank you. It's lovely to be back.